Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And here we go, back with She Said, He Said here at 9:31, live here at the studios right off Manchester, 590 The Fan. And yeah, Eye of the Tiger bringing us in, getting us ready to work out with Club Fitness. We love having Club Fitness part of our show. We'll actually be there live next month at one of their new locations, I should say renovated locations. They're like the Arch, renovating all their gyms all over. They've been serving St. Louis as a family operation since 1983, and they provide the best experience for everybody. And what they mean is everybody. It doesn't matter what size, shape, age you are. You'll see people in there with walkers, wheelchairs, muscular men and women, lean, trim, larger size. They have it all. It doesn't matter. They want you in there getting your heart healthy and feeling better. And man, they have over 700 classes to pick from. I personally love the yoga and the pologa. What's your personal favorite, Gordon?
My personal favorite is just the selection of free weights and the machines that they have. They have so many out there, and you never have to wait for a machine, which is good. And it's busy. So that doesn't mean it's not busy. It's busy there, but they just have so much that you never have to wait to get on something, and you can, which is important when you're doing a workout, because right. You want to be able to get your workout in. If you're waiting on people all the time, you can't do that. But you don't do that at Club Fitness, because there's plenty of machines and plenty of free weights.
Cool gym, like the sauna room. They've got the massage chairs and tanning, some extra little amenities for you to enjoy as well when you're working out. So check it out for yourself. This is the cool thing. You go to clubfitness.us and you can sign up for a 3-day pass. Try it out for yourself. Any gym that you want, and you'll be able to see that it's a great place to stay in shape and feel good about yourself. So there you go, Club Fitness. And now it's going to even get better. Are you ready to get aroused, Gordon?
Yes, I'm always ready to be aroused.
Well, we are going to meet author Randi Hutter Epstein. She is an MD, an MPH. She's the author of Get Me Out. She's a professor at Columbia University, a lecturer at Yale University. She's a writer. She has appeared in the New York Times and the Psychology Today blog, among other publications. And now today she is on She Said, He Said, that she can add to her collection of debuts. So welcome to the show, Randi, the author of Aroused, the history of hormones and how they control just about everything. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I am a huge believer in hormones and just think that the doctors are missing it on preventing people from all the things that can happen to us by not educating us as we age and what can happen to our bodies. So I'm super excited to talk to you and find out about your book and the story that I read before of the doctor in 1848. I'm like, whoa. So who knew how long ago this was kind of being looked at? So tell us a little bit about why you have put so much of your time and efforts into this area.
Well, you know, in addition to being a 55-year-old woman who is gone through menopause and puberty, have 4 children who have not all gone through menopause, but they've gone through puberty,
yes,
and an MD. I've also spent a lot of time delving into old newspapers, talking to experts, talking to patients, and it dawned on me that the past century has been one of incredible discovery in hormones, but also outrageous claims. And I really wanted to set the record straight, to make the distinction between what have been some fabulous advances in science and what is sort of the hucksterism. And some of the hucksterism makes for great stories. I just want my readers to realize that's what it is.
Where are you going to?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's understanding, like you said, the past century, you know, of just learning about hormones. It's just, it is really, as a male, I've learned so much just within the last 2 years about hormones. Never even thought about it. Never even came across, you know, never just entered my mind that this is something that I need to check out on me, because I was feeling down and out and low testosterone. I didn't even think about low testosterone. I just thought I was getting old, but I didn't realize there was something you could do about it, which was really cool, because once I did do something about it, it was like a new lease on life for me.
Yeah, and it's really important for people to know that when you do start to check yourself out, that is, you want to make sure that you go to someone who's an endocrinologist, or even like there's a urologist who have background in hormones and know exactly how one affects the other. And the key thing these days is when you go get your hormone levels checked, if you're going to do that, you should make sure that your doctor is sending off the blood to an accredited lab.
Right.
Not that you should know exactly. We don't expect people to know every lab. But there is a way that that you can go on to, like, check online, cdc.com, and it will say this is an accredited lab.
Absolutely.
There's also, even without online research, here's what I would say, and this is not based on any research. This is based on my hunch. But I would say that if you went to a doctor and said, can you tell me where you're sending the blood off to, if he's taking or she is sending the blood off to a legitimate lab, they will probably very happily say, oh, sure, I always use the University of X lab, and here you can find out more, and happy you asked. If your doctor is sending your blood off to a supplement-making company that says they'll do the lab tests for you, their response will probably be like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, don't worry about it. We know what we're doing, or a little more defensive. So, you know, kind of like when you're asking your kids, you know, did you have a party in the house when I was away? There's a way of knowing if they sound a little more defensive about it. So I do. It's really crucial, because it's not just about going to someone who says, are you tired after work? Do you sometimes feel more fatigued? Do you feel your sex drive isn't what it was as a 20-year-old? That really doesn't mean you're low testosterone. You have to have two blood tests by an accredited lab before you start taking outside hormones, because they do affect so many things in your body.
Sure.
But, you know.
Your book, Aroused, you say it's the tale of what makes us human from the inside out. What with that, you talk about a story in about Leopold, famous Leopold, and, you know, criminality, you know, linked to hormones. Tell us a little bit more about what you mean about that, and what are some of the life-saving discoveries that you have found in your research?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you two stories. One is, yes, in the 1920s, your readers, your listeners can read more about this in my book. I won't go into all the details. But basically, two rich kids from Chicago murdered another kid. And this has been called the crime of the century, the Leopold and Loeb trials. It's been written about. One of the fascinating parts of this whole murder trial that I really looked into was their famous defense attorney that the parents hired tried to get them off the hook or lessen their punishment by saying their hormones made them do it. Now, this was in the 1920s. We couldn't measure hormones. So it really showed how even in these early days we were trying, and we even today we're trying to figure out, is there some hormonal imbalance that makes people murderers, that makes people that socially off? We haven't pinned it down yet. We are trying. We haven't gotten to the point where we can take someone's hormone levels as a child and tweak them, and now we know they're just going to be a good, healthy adult with good moral values. This was tried in the 1920s. It doesn't work. But I use the story to show this drive to really figure out this biological basis of behavior. We are gaining clues, but we aren't there yet in terms of preventing every murder or understanding. And it's not going to get you off the hook to say, oh, it was my hormones that made me do it. In terms of great discoveries, though, one of the huge things that's happened in modern medicine allowing us to do this research was the ability to measure hormones. I mean, it's fascinating to think that up until the 1960s, so not that long ago, if you thought or if a doctor thought you were hormonally imbalanced, not enough growth hormone, not enough testosterone, it was really guesswork. They just kind of asked you questions. One of the ways they tried to figure it out was they would x-ray your head and just to see if maybe there was a tumor in some of the hormone-spewing glands that was pushing against bones. So the x-ray would show a bone splayed out in the wrong way. I mean, that's really almost guesswork. In the 1960s, this woman from New York, Rosalind Yalow, along with her partner, Solomon Burson, they developed a technique to measure hormones down to the billionth of a gram. I mean, I have trouble even conceiving what a billionth of a gram is, but think of one grain of salt thrown into the ocean. That's how sparse it is. So today we can measure things so accurately. And we're not just talking measuring whether you're a little low in something. The whole fertility business wouldn't exist if it weren't for this technique. Even cancer markers, even outside endocrinology, it was really revolutionary. Anything that we used to think was too scarce to measure is now measurable.
And I think that I really hope to see more doctors, because it's truly preventative care, and that's what we lack here in America is preventative care, because hormones play such an important role. I mean, in your mental, your muscle. I mean, there's so much that it controls, and I'm just so surprised that more doctors aren't doing extensive lab work on that. And like you said, it's so true. You really do have to make sure that your lab work is done correctly and by the right source, or they won't even find it.
Absolutely. I mean, on the positive, on the silver lining of that, there are a core group of doctors that are pushing to do more preventive work. It really sort of goes against the grain of our American culture. It's not just doctors. You know, we wait for something to happen, and then we're like, oh, sure, now can we fix this?
Right.
But there are even doctors today, which, and I spoke to a few of them, and I really consider them some of the unsung heroes, that are working with people who have had cancer. Some of the cancer therapy, not just the cancer itself, but the cancer therapy can throw your hormones out of whack. And it used to be that the thinking was just be thankful that you're alive. But now we're able to say, let's get your hormones balanced again.
Yeah.
Now, from a patient perspective, that also means that if you've gone through cancer therapy, there are women that have gone through therapy for breast cancer, and they've survived, and it's wonderful. But they don't want to say to their doctor, you know what, my sex drive is down, or it's painful when I have sex now, because they kind of feel like, I had breast cancer, you know, this isn't that important.
Right.
But you can. Your doctor should actually be asking you, and if your doctor isn't, you actually can bring up those issues, because you should. There's no need to feel, well, I don't deserve the quality of life that someone who hasn't gone through cancer has. And there are ways with hormones to make people feel better and have a higher quality of life, and even for younger people to help preserve their fertility after cancer.
Sure. Well, Randy, we appreciate you so much enlightening us with your book, Arouse, the History of Hormones and How They Control Just About Everything. I know your website here, you can go to your name, which we're going to put it on the She Said, He Said show page, Randy with an I, H-U-T-T-E-R, Epstein, EPSTEIN.com, and I'll put that on She Said, He Said, so that they can get a hold of your book. There's so much great information in there, and we really do need to do more about it, and I think people will start feeling better. I call it the fountain of youth, so I think they definitely need to get your book and your other book, Get Me Out, as well. So thank you for spending your morning with us and educating us.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Sure. Thanks, Randy. Have a great day.
You too. Have a good weekend.
Thank Bye-bye. You. All right. Bye. I'll put that book up on She Said, He Said, and take a look at it. I'm telling you, hormones are the lifeblood. So we do have more coming up. Coming up next, we are going to be talking with, we have Sherry Jo Steffens. She's a wedding expert. We're going to be talking with Kelly Haney. She's a millennial mover and shaker. And of course, another author, Tim Hake, who has won the Amazing Race Canada. And you're going to be just amazed at how he did that as well. So we've got a lot coming up. Are we taking a break? We're taking a break.
Yes, we are. Here, we are taking a break. You're listening to She Said, He Said on 590 The Fan.